Hey there, American Horror Story fans. We are talking American Horror Story, Roanoke, Season 6, Chapter 9. There's only two episodes left. The season went by so fast. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome to the American Horror Story After Show for American Horror Story Roanoke, Season 6, Chapter 9, the second to last episode.
Yeah. Dun, dun, dun.
Wow.
I am your host, Elena Jordan. You can find me on Twitter at Elena Jordan and on Instagram at That Elena Jordan Girl. And today I am joined by...
Hey, I'm Kelly McInerney. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Holly Weirdo.
Hey, I'm Michelle Madison, and you can find me on Instagram at Michelle_MadisonTV.
Hello, hello. This is Zach Helch. You can find me on social media at that name, Zachkelch.
So this episode basically wraps up our whole story arc, which I have to say, just initial thoughts... What do you guys feel in this episode? Is it yay? Is it nay? Is it a little bit of both?
A little bit of both.
Yeah.
A little bit
Some
of both.
Mixed messages.
I did like the season. Like, it kept me entertained. Usually I kind of get bored of it, you know? But this one I was like, what's going to happen?
Yeah,
what's
picked up like two...
They did, I think, doing the little, the like separate chunks were good because I think sometimes you get tired halfway through. And so this kept that going. I was pretty I was still into it in episode 9. I don't know how... we'll see how the next episode goes to wrap up the whole season. It's mixed feelings right now.
The last two definitely are my favorite so far.
Oh!
Not this one, but the one before it and the week before.
Oh, there you go. Those kind of... Yeah, the two that kind of went... Side
by
side.
All hills have eyes.
But I think it's just because that's just doing like such a classic and simple scary movie story type of a thing instead of like the elaborate interweaving of all these narratives, which is traditionally what we get out of a season of American Horror Story. This last little section is just a classic.
Very linear.
Yeah, it's very linear, very focused, and a nice little bow for the viewers. So it makes it, I think, you get much more payoff as a viewer, I think, with this type of a story.
And it was a lot of explainers. Like, I think they were trying to tie in some things for us, connect the dots, if we weren't already getting it.
Yeah, which...
That's what I was thinking.
One thing was, you know, an interesting way, since they've basically killed off most of the cast at this point.
So much death.
The way that we start this episode is we've been hearing that... Tessa Farmiga. I never say that right.
Like it's just Tessa?
Is it Tessa?
That was There's an I. Shouldn't it be?
Yeah,
Tessa
is how I say it, but maybe
sure,
it's just
say that. We'll
Tessa,
that.
And I just say it wrong. Well,
sure.
Tessa Farmiga. She finally makes an appearance. We've been waiting for her to show up. Loved her in Coven, so we're excited to see her playing now Sophie, who is just a random Instagram enthusiast,
a social media
and fan of My Roanoke Nightmares out there with Milo and Todd, her two friends. So they've decided, since they're fans of the show, they're going to go out during the blood moon and they're going to see, you know, what's going on.
Yeah.
When we finally see what happened to Diane, which is that her car flipped completely over. And then her limping ghost lures the children to her dead body that the police don't find and don't believe. Dun, dun, dun.
Well, so they tell us they don't find her body, since they're in cahoots with the Polk family.
No, I think I believe that. It seemed like it was actually... Which is weird. This episode was the first time we kind of all turned. We were just like, well, what's like the turnover rate of when these people should become the ghost versions of themselves? Because Diana died on day one. And is a ghost now, apparently. Rory died on day one. We haven't seen it. Like, no one
yeah,
else
why
is a ghost.
Rory come back to, like, help out Audrey?
Yeah, to be in the ghoul gang.
And why did we never see Cricket?
Yeah.
The real Cricket.
Well, that's a bigger question. I'm just sad that we didn't see him again.
We thought he was going to come back and help him in the afterworld.
I
thought he was going to do that.
Maybe, like, they could only have a certain amount of power to, like, show up whenever they want. I think, like, the butcher or whatever summons them to do stuff.
That makes sense.
Priscilla? Yeah. Priscilla was able to
She's
help
gone
Flora.
Rogue.
Yeah, well, she,
she
like...
She has the child youth innocence
She's the boss
thing.
And she died with, like, all of them, I feel like.
Yeah.
She's, like, the OG ghosts.
A lot of questions.
Yeah. Well... We get at least a few answers. Mm-hmm. Well, Dylan does, unfortunately. Not ones that he wants when he shows up thinking that all of this is rigged. And Audrey screaming that everybody's dead.
Right.
Quite dramatically. Mm-hmm. In true Audrey style. Finds out that, yeah, legit, everybody has died. This is not fake. So they're saying, what should we do? Brett Snow, the Uber driver, makes a cameo. Which I just have to say, I feel like they just brought him back because all the fans were like,
he's hot.
I think we just were confused as to why the Uber driver was getting screen time.
And I think it was probably a little comedic relief.
Just a joke at this point. It was like, don't forget.
Yeah. I mean, how many Uber drivers are going to be in like middle of nowhere?
Yeah. I think he may come back. I think we may get more of an explanation about him.
I think Brett Snow should have his own spinoff, and it's just like
haunted Uber.
Yeah. It's like riding in cars, like the car karaoke, but instead it's with ghouls.
Yeah, or soon to be ghosts.
Yeah, sign any driver up for that.
Yeah, okay. We'll be taking that Uber ride.
So we find out it's the last night of the Blood Moon, which is the most dangerous. And Lee is saying, you know, they're never going to make it if they're going to go back to the Polk place. Like, if they're going to try to just book it out of here, they're not going to happen. Their only bet is to go to the Polk farm and to get Monet and to get the truck. And what Lee really wants are the tapes.
The tapes. Mm-hmm.
That's 100% what she is after. But because of Dylan, a.k.a. Wes Bentley, a.k.a. Ambrose, everybody has so many names in this.
Right.
Yeah.
Because he has his military background, he's like, no man left behind, let's go get Monet, which is the impetus for them taking a very long trek to the Polk family farm.
I get we got to raise the stakes here. It's the last episode, but they wake up in the morning.
Feeling like P. Diddy?
Oh, see, I was actually gonna go with Saved by the Bell.
Their alarm goes out of warning.
Yeah. Anyway, they wake up in the morning.
Lee
and
says, we think we'll never make it in time. And it works.
Actually, yeah, it's still good. It's going. Why do they arrive to the Polk house at literal sunset?
Yeah, that's
why is there like a we'll say 8 a.m. because there's no way they got like a good night's sleep. Mm-hmm. We'll say 8 a.m. late. And then they get there at, what, 5-something p.m.? Where did those 9 hours go?
Even if you
want
to be generous and be like, oh, they slept in, and it's like 10 o'clock. Still, we see them later come back from the farm in like 10 minutes.
Which apparently this episode seemed to actually, we were wondering this, if during the day of the Blood Moon you're okay. And it seems like that's the case.
Well, there's because the professor got killed during the day. So,
yeah, but
the rules are a little inconsistent. That's what gets me, is it seems like the power of the ghost determines, like the pig man is like a super powerful one, so he can be present during the day, because he's the only one that we saw killed during the daytime, besides the like actual colonists.
No, the guys who shot the three hunters when they killed the professor.
You're right.
Oh, with the bow and
boom. Right. Okay, then there you go. It's
so
just inconsistent.
They just let them get a good night's sleep and hang out during the day and
it's like weird reverse vampire rules kind of, but not really.
So they arrive at the Polk house like literally as it's about to become pitch black, of course, because now that the sun is about to set, the moon is out, everyone, whatever.
I don't know. I think I'm jumping ahead. I don't want to say that yet.
Well, before we even get any resolution there, we find out from the kids that they are now reporting all of their stuff to the police. And Milo, in, again, very true Audrey fashion, very dramatically, it's like, you guys are just trying to cover this up, man.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's helping us. It's just like a regular horror movie, just trying to cover everything up. And like, all right.
I do always like the genre aware character in scary movies when you have that character who is like, no, we have to follow the rules of a scary movie.
Yeah, just like in
Scream. You are breaking a major one, Mr. Police Officer. You're supposed to believe us.
That's how every horror movie works. The cops don't believe it until it's too late. Mm-hmm.
Do you guys think so? Just they found Diane or whatever the day before, and that's like
I think their storyline, because it obviously it catches up by the end of the episode. We assume like the each break that we see them in this episode is like one day. I feel like the first time we saw them was like day one.
So because when they she say just it's got the killed, start of the blood moon. Mm-hmm. Like so, if yeah. it's supposed to be from like you assume day one, they see all this crazy stuff, they go report it to the cops.
Yeah.
Then later they come back.
Yeah.
But at this point, they've just gone to the cops and they're reporting it, and the cops are saying, you know, ever since this TV show came out, everybody's having all these hoax. Mm-hmm. That they report that are keeping us from doing our real job. Get out of here, kids.
And they want to go all Scooby-Doo on everybody.
So they decide to go, yeah, jinkies. That was a poor choice, guys.
But do we, at this point, did we find out that the cops went and didn't find anything yet?
The cops do say that they have not found, because they say, okay, we'll go back and look for her body at the car. And they say, we didn't find a car.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that's the first inkling that something is not right.
Yeah. Well, they did find the car because they had the body cam.
Yeah.
And they showed that they saw the car, but there's no body in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was wondering if they actually covered up the body because the cops are in it with the pokes.
I think maybe the pokes took it or something.
I think the body was just gone. I think because the bodies vanish and then become like weird ghost entities.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's why we didn't see Rory, is because he's still strung up in the tree.
I don't know.
Still, but then everyone that got killed by them should be, their bodies should be gone too, but they're still around.
It's weird.
See, yeah, inconsistent for me.
At least they have a driving force and they have what makes sense for them to go back to the Polk family house. Mm-hmm. Because otherwise, if you weren't going to get your friend, which Dylan, even when they get there, is like, screw her, man. Like, no man left behind. Let's just get the truck and get out of here.
Yeah. He's like, if you hear makes me starting sense. At 3 minutes.
I'm yeah.
just and getting Lee, the tapes is stupid.
Yeah. Which Lee is determined to get the tapes. And Audrey, very smart, is like, look, Lee, I don't care if we're empty handed or not. When that truck starts, we are out of here. Mm-hmm. If you're not here, that's on you. I'm leaving you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And at this point, I would be saying the exact same thing.
Yeah. Audrey.
No, at this point, I'll be in the truck.
Audrey.
Right? I know, right? Yeah, I'd be like, yeah, I'll be in the passenger seat while you hotwire that bad boy.
Audrey had a really good turn this episode where I think it turned to like the final hour for her, and she, and like, I think all of her dramatic actress bullshit went out the window, and she really was just in survival mode. And I think it was probably, I would say the entire season, the character that you could actually, like, see or relate to the most. Because she really was just, like, she went fight or flight and, like, was really going to fight and did.
And she hit her lowest point. Like, we see her when she's doing her whole confessional to Rory and then sees his body way back. And then seeing her from that point to now coming and seeing, going into the house, seeing the grow house, Monet, tied up and immediately going to rescue her. While Lee selfishly goes and scours for tapes. But then she incredibly intelligently, too, when old man Polk walks in and says he's going to kill them, she gets on tape.
Yeah.
Says, say that again.
Yeah.
He says, I'm going to murder you real slow.
Self-defense. Shoots him in the head. So,
there you go.
That was so smart. Like, she's the one who's like, okay, what you said makes sense. If I'm going to have to do some murdering, I want people to know that it is justifiable murdering.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Cover your tracks.
Because otherwise, this crazy Polkman is going to try to vindicate Mama. And it's not going to be good. Unfortunately, Lot is still outside, and Dylan is not too aware of that while he's hotwiring the truck.
Doesn't take long either.
Stabby McStab stab.
Yeah.
He got stabbed real quick. Which it looked like he should have died then. Like
we didn't really see anything. So,
yeah.
But we just saw blood splatter, so I don't know.
But he's done tours, so he's a strong guy, so that's probably why he's still holding on.
But I mean, luckily he looked dead enough that as the villagers approach, he's thinking, he's gonna maybe looking like he's gonna be in the clear. That's gonna be how he dies, because Lot says Mom isn't here to protect us anymore, hops in the truck, takes off. Later we find out that's probably not what happened for him, unfortunately.
Right. But then somehow again, like, just see this, it's again, this is the inconsistency.
This is the weird jump that then they say, okay, they're at the house and they say, okay, the Polk family house, we don't have the truck because Lot just took it. Run back to the house. Just run.
Mm-hmm. Which, again, one of the times when, like, we keep having times when getting to and from the house of the Polk family thing is, like, hours and hours and, like, no way you can do it, or we just get a jump cut and they're back.
Or, yeah, they're already mm-hmm. there. And that was this case was I feel like we needed some sort of... Even just some sort of note, like, oh, I'm exhausted. Like, some line. Like, just something about, like... Or,
like, they knew it's the last night. At this point, why not just keep running for the border of this...
Yeah.
Of this mythical bubble that we just
Because
know.
What are you going back for at this point? That's what I'm like, why are you back at the house? That's what I didn't understand was that... And, of course... Monet screaming for Audra to calm down, which, in the history of anybody calming down...
Doesn't work.
Mm. Yeah. No. Can't tell somebody to calm down. That's just going to infuriate you. So, Audrey, go ahead.
Oh, I don't understand why, like, they could have just maybe lived in the bomb thing.
Or that's what I was thinking.
The cellar?
Yeah. That's what... There. Like, I thought maybe that's why they were going back to the house, but then they just sat in a bedroom and drank. Mm-hmm. So I don't really know.
Because
I
mean, again, same, but... Yeah.
When Kathy Bates' character was in the cellar, she also got the little... The Blair Witch doll, so maybe that wasn't safe either.
Oh, yeah, but it was
at least try something new, y'all. Yeah. You know it's not safe there. Why not?
And also, like, I guess I can see why they didn't want to run to the border because you don't know how big these woods are and what'll pop up.
True.
Yeah, which makes sense. I mean, I guess they feel like a known scary thing is better than an unknown scary thing, but. Mm. I don't know. To me, it just doesn't make any sense. I'm with you, Zach. I'm like, keep running. Keep running until you get out of there and it's not haunted anymore.
So, question. The guy, I can't remember his name, the one that was supposed to come back as the pig man. So, he didn't have a cell phone on him?
Dylan?
Ambrose.
Dylan, no, remember that he had that dumb the exposition.
So he got his cell phone very seriously.
And, yeah, he said, don't bring your phone. And like, which, that I also didn't buy because I was like, how did you get your Uber?
Yeah, I guess he ordered it and then left it at home.
But she still got to rate the Uber driver.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Well, he thought he was showing up for like a quick couple hour gig and he could go home and rate that Uber later.
And I want to know how
Rhett
those...
Snow is never going to get a 5-star rating. God. All of his Ubers.
He's going to have an impending rating forever. It's going to ruin his career.
And how did those kids, like, how is it their cell phone works? You know, I'm still on that.
The phones that, Cheyenne Jackson, what was his name again? Shelby?
No, that's the main character.
Sydney gave him just them all phones that don't work.
That I know, but I'm just saying, like, no one had a cell phone. Even Lee's ex-husband at the time when he was in the show, like, he didn't have a cell phone on him. It's just weird.
Well, they're not allowed to have cell phones.
Yeah. Right. For I'll give them that. That one I get, but it seems like the whole house, them going back to the house, was just so they could find the tape with Lee's confession, which they see, and I do love that, you know, Monet's whole reaction to it, we get a little bit of comedic relief.
What moment did they get the tape?
I think
Lee got it.
No, I think Audrey found the
Audrey had the camera because that's what she was filming when she shot Old Man Polk.
Used
the same camera because she grabbed the So then she rewound it and then they saw Lee being tortured and then they saw Lee confessing.
That was it. I forgot that part.
And so then they're assuming Lee is dead at this point. Little do they know, the Scathach is crawling around the woods.
Mm-hmm. Sasquatch.
Yeah, Sasquatch.
And how does she choose who she's going to give this power to?
I think as crazy and murderous as Lee is, she's a female driven by love and passion. And I think that's kind of
She's also related to Matt.
Kind of the thing, you
also,
know?
I think because she has a past of killing, she killed her ex-husband. So I think that's why. I think she looks for strong people, but also, like, bad people.
But what about the sisters, the nurses? They were killing people.
Yeah, but theirs was different. Like, I don't know.
I'm just trying to find...
That's why I'm saying, like, the driven by thing. Because it's like, because... when the butcher was approached by her, it was because she was doing all these evil things to truly survive and help these and help her people survive.
In her head, justifiable, whereas the sisters were kind of more just flippant killings.
Yeah.
Well, also Lee did kill the ex-husband Mason to for her daughter to survive.
Right, right, right. So, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that.
I can see why the butcher and Lee have a parallel. A connection?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, the trio, unfortunately, gets sucked up into all of this. They decide to go back into the woods. They find out they've got 20,000 new followers
in an
They're
hour.
Trending.
Which is very important.
I mean, this was kind of fun.
Hashtag Blood Moon.
I do like the handheld genre of horror stuff, so I did like what they were doing here. But, like, this was just, again, it was, it
that was
I don't get why. It's like a lot of the characters, I feel like, in some of the horror story seasons are caricatures of real people.
Yeah.
Because you just get, like, these three kids who are just so, like, oh, my God, no way. Did we really? Selfie with a dead body. Like, it's just so much.
Yeah, it is very over the top. Like, the almost like the Halloween costume of a millennial.
Yeah.
It was cheesy.
It is. It was a little cheesy.
It was a little over the top. And, I mean, I get, like, all the references. They also keep having the whole Hollywood, like, never meet your idols thing. They have Todd, played by Jacob Artist, shows up and gets killed by Lee after he says, first, let me say I'm a huge fan. Then just gets slashed immediately. Mm-hmm. Which, anybody who's ever, you know, had a bad interaction meeting a celebrity, at least you didn't get your throat slit.
Didn't get murdered.
Yeah.
Didn't get straight up murdered. Todd
butchered
style.
In the head like.
So now the
Blair Witch dolls show up. This is what bothered me too. Is like, so we have these references to these like doll things that we've had throughout that have been very clearly Blair Witch references. They're like the exact same little stick man. But now it seems like. Because this whole time I've been waiting to see what's the payoff for it, and it's just so they can have the handheld camera of somebody looking with a beanie in the woods, Blair Witch style.
I mean, I can't imagine that's been the goal all along, but truly for them to have that specific of a thing throughout the entire season, I still don't understand what purpose they
serve. I think that's what
they
payoff.
Or who
really,
they even come from. Are they the colonials?
It's just supposed to be like a creepy, like the colonial thing. Like it's some sort of weird.
It's just this weird motif we keep getting, but it doesn't.
But it's like it's kind of like the. It's like the chins just circling back so that they can have a ring reference. I feel like all of this was just a setup to bookend because they even put Sophie in the beanie with the exact same camera angle while Milo doesn't say anything, so they can have that entire monologue that is a direct Blair Witch reference right after the dolls before Milo pulls her out and then makes it American Horror Story again. So that I was like, really? This was just so you could, I mean, I like the reference and I like that they keep doing like references, but that one I was like, that's a little on the nose.
I think they could have done that reference without the dolls because there's no point.
Yeah.
They, like you said,
just
they,
a hand, I mean, at this point, handheld running through
and
the woods.
And with Blair Witch
like,
having just been a remake, too, like you need the exact dolls that are still in the remake of Blair Witch that was also in the, like, they're the exact same ones. I don't know. But they run from the dolls and they find all of the bodies strewn across the lawn in front of the production trailer. Which they run into, and they hear banging on the door, and it's Dylan.
So Dylan's alive.
So Dylan's alive. They don't know that. They think Dylan is something
a ghost.
Terrifying trying to get them. Dylan's just trying to find safety.
Yeah.
Poor Dylan.
Why didn't he say, please help me, when he was banging on that door?
That's what, I
don't know, because he's been like, hey, no, I need help.
Yeah.
Just communication.
Speak.
And also, they recognized him. They were like, oh, he played Ambrose. Like, he played one of the bad guys. But then they see the screens of the house with all of the characters, and they're like, oh, no, that's Shelby. I love Shelby, and I love this person.
Right.
And I'm like, well, what about Ambrose? How'd you feel
right
about
outside.
Ambrose? Because he's not dead.
Yeah.
And you could help him be not dead. Or you could just stare at the screens and talk about how sad you are about the people far
away. Funny enough, they ultimately decide, like, we're going to go, because they see Lee approaching the house, and they're like, oh, no, we have to go save Audrey and Monet from Lee. Mm-hmm. But like, so you have that much motivation to go save them by like fighting off a murderous woman when you could just open the door.
He was not an important character. That's what we just found out.
No love for the Polk reenactors. No hope you get cast as a lovable character, because if you get cast as Pigman, mm-hmm. you're gonna die in the woods.
Yeah,
but nobody's
coming to save you.
I think they just thought he was like a ghost, like Diane. Yeah. That's why.
I think they probably were just freaked out. But you know, at this point too, they call the cops, and we've already had the setup. The cops don't think that any of this is real. So the cops aren't going to do anything. They're not going to help them out. So it's all up to them to go to the house to save them from Lee, who they now know is murderous. It makes sense, and I'm glad that they structured it in a way that, you know, you're like, oh, okay, this is clear motivation. But it also just seemed
real
to me,
dumb. Very, very much so.
I would have stayed in that trailer.
Right.
Yeah. I'm like, why would you not?
I would wait out that.
If I had
blood
a phone moon. That worked, I would have called everyone and anyone.
I would have called everybody. I would have been like, I would be posting about it. I would be sending up flyers, like pinning my location, putting it on Facebook, be like, everybody come find me right now. And I would lock myself in that trailer.
Right.
And I would not leave.
Yeah, we'll wait for that blood.
So that was a little hard for me to believe. But for the sake of argument, for the sake of story, we'll give it to them.
They were fanatics.
So Audrey, back at the house, is talking to Monet, who, you know, they're talking about the tapes. And she's saying, at this point, she thinks Lee is dead and that the Polks have probably caught her. Which we get a little bit of comedic relief with Monet saying, well, good, I hope they're hungry.
Yeah.
Aww. Which, I liked Monet.
Monet was funny. She had a good swag about her.
Sassy.
I liked her.
Yeah. She should have got more screen time, TBH.
Yeah.
I don't think. But Lee shows up in a trance saying all of her Celtic nonsense and then just says, you guys shouldn't be here. You shouldn't be here, you vile creatures. So then Monet takes offense to it.
And is like, I'm not scared of you with your cleaver, you crazy ass.
Yeah, cleaver, you should be kind of scared.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, I just called you a murderer. Yeah. I just called you a murderer. You got anything to say about that? And then she gets murdered.
She didn't have anything to say.
She was just like...
I was waiting for a pushing over the stairs moment. Yeah.
That seemed like a good...
It's like a death becomes her, wasn't it? Yeah, real good push.
Real and the stake skewered through the heart that,
felt very
that,
like vampire.
Real skewered.
Yeah.
But then Audrey, loving this 11th hour, Audrey, she fights, man. She hits Lee hard and she gets her running. And then she stabs her real good and gets her running even more.
But she keeps falling. I'm like, that's
she
a
does
very
keep falling.
Much
also,
so
like,
a horror
she's wearing
movie,
like a really terrible dress for this scenario. She's wearing like a maxi dress.
Yeah,
like,
I need her to
like full sleeves.
Tie
like,
it up, girl.
Yeah.
Like, take it off. You gotta run quick.
You
have time to like
point.
Smoke a doobie and drink some stuff.
Yeah.
Like maybe change.
Put on pants.
Yeah. Maybe put on some like Skechers shape ups or something.
Shorts and some Vaseline. I'm just saying, just a little inside thing, you know.
Shorts.
When you want to fight, you want, you know, you put on some Vaseline.
Right.
I like it.
Just a little tidbit.
A what?
The problem is that ghosts have great grip.
Well, I mean, Lee at the moment, but yes. Right.
Yeah.
Good point. Good point.
So we get Sophie's Blair Witch moment as she runs back to the house and Lee stabs Audrey, who's at the entrance to the cellar. Just.
Right into the
that
cellar.
That was an interesting time for her to choose to just go to the cellar.
Yeah.
I don't know if she's like, going to try and lock herself in.
Wondering, so no one can come in? Is why was she going to the cellar at this point? Why weren't they going? If they thought that was a safe house, why were you not going to the cellar from the beginning?
Yeah.
She probably was just trying to go anywhere other than where Lee was, I guess.
Yeah, if there was some dialogue prior to say something about, you know, we should, you know, try to go in a cellar or something. That would have been good. So we'll know that's why she went.
Yeah. So
but Lee just continues to be real pushy.
Pushy.
And literally.
Real pushy.
Pushed.
Yep.
Push.
Pushes Audrey. She's like, push Monet, check. Push Audrey, check. I'm going to vote for Lee because she got hit by that bus.
For real.
So then we get the live cam. that is apparently being sent to Todd Allen Connor's iCloud. But we see the kids, they get the live feed of poor Dylan, who has been caught by the villagers because they did not help him.
Aww.
This is on you, that he gets hooked and disemboweled.
Ow, like cricket.
Just cricket style. Mm. Straight up cricket style.
It took some guts, though, you know?
Yeah. Hey, I loved it. So then we see Lee shows up, grabs Sophie and Milo, starts dragging them.
Mm-hmm.
They realize they have made poor choices.
Very much so, poor choices.
And now you just realize. Just like they were accusing the police of, you never realize until it's too late.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, you done messed up.
And they died.
They died in not a great way.
Very slow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But also, their whole defense for why they shouldn't be killed when Sophie's like, I'm going to be a doctor because I want to help people and Milo's a good person. You don't have to do this. I'm like,
really?
What, do you really think that these murderous people are like, oh, well, we love doctors.
Yeah.
Doctors do the opposite of what we do. We're totally into that.
What else are you going to do, though? I mean, I guess she couldn't run. She was...
Yeah.
Babble random secured stuff. Yeah. Bargaining. Please.
Aww.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, she made a mistake.
Aww.
Did you write that down, like, the second it happened?
No, that just popped off. I'll try. Yeah, she got staked right through the heart, like, full-fledged Buffy style.
Yeah, like, so, we didn't really see it, but then they're all of a sudden propped up and staked, and I was like, so, like, is it literally just through their whole body?
Just through their whole body. They just stake them up, which they're alive the whole time.
I mean, I get a splinter, and you're going to hear about it for a week.
That's the worst splinter ever.
Splinters are,
Ooh.
And then they get lit on with fire, too.
Just to add fire to injury.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They get
keep it crispy.
Doused and deep fried Instagrammers.
Mm-mm.
Not
and
great.
And so like now, so this is an interesting point because now we have like Lee side by side with the butcher. Like Lee is now like saying she is the butcher, doing that whole speech about she is the queen of queens or whatever all that stuff is. Was not like the same thing that happened with the butcher, though.
No, it was a different weird thing, which I'm hoping that they'll explain more next episode.
Yeah.
Because I don't think we got enough of that in this one.
Well, especially because then what happens next, in the next morning when we wake up.
The next morning, the police show up, which apparently they're just like, I don't work nights.
Yeah. So, like, they clock in at 8, and they're like, 8:01, they're like, oh, shit, we gotta go.
Oh, man.
And all of a sudden, they're all zooming into the house,
finally.
These
kids sent us this iCloud video of them being murdered last night, and,
they don't work the blood moon.
Yeah.
Not well, I wouldn't know.
That's probably legit. It's because the local cops know better than that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you would think that they would know the goings-on there and that it's a legit thing because...
All the years of people dying, that, you know?
Yeah,
all
because they think that it's... The police even say they show up, they find the bodies, they find, you know, Monet, they find everybody, then they find Lee, who's alive, and they say that a lynch mob has shown up because it's something that they saw on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Which, that's the part that I don't get. Like, I'm like, but you know that that's not the case because...
Yeah. Well, unless they just hire, like, these dumb new cops that don't know anything.
Or they just have to say it to cover themselves because they're supposed to be in cahoots with the Hulk, so they have to play dumb.
Could be that.
That's... Yeah, I guess that makes sense. But Lee... kind of playing dumb herself.
Mm-hmm. I don't think she's playing dumb. Yeah. I have to assume that she probably was actually like in some weird
trance. And now, like how Matt was, and now she's not, and she wasn't even like cognizant of what she was doing during the trance.
Yeah. Right.
She was too freaked out, and she's not an actress, you know, and she's not the Audrey.
She's the real.
Yeah. Right.
She's the real.
She's the real deal. So, you know, she's begging to be, get me out of this hellhole when they find Audrey.
Audrey comes crawling out.
Out of the cellar.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, Audrey.
Which was awesome until... Psych out.
I am so angry.
I am not a fan of this ending.
I hate I hate this in any type of film or show when you do, when you just do the psych out for like one last thrill that mm-hmm. just has the crappiest payoff for a character that we now like love and root for.
That's the point.
But that's part of it.
Yeah, yeah. That's the whole thing. That's why I hate this, but I kind of love
it's bittersweet.
To hate it.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
it is, since all of this is an homage to horror movies and mm-hmm. different horror movies but in general, is that's kind of the thing, is that there ends up being the one last twist at the end and the killer pops up. So we
but see,
think oh
but
go ahead.
I think it but what I take issue with is that it's just so out of character for Audra now at this point. She would not have been that impulsive and grabbed it an officer's gun and tried to shoot her
yeah.
in this crowd.
Yeah.
She would have just started screaming murderer and like explained herself and been like, check
well,
the tapes.
Just,
I got
she
the
gets
receipts.
Upset and she just sees Lee and she just, you know, says you. She tries to grab the officer's gun and mm-hmm. shoot Lee, but before she can, the officers
shoot
all
her
take
up.
Her out. So,
but she's been out of character for a while. Remember, that's what you were saying earlier. Don't side eye me. I didn't write it.
Side eye
Ryan Murphy.
I can see like, her
he's
doing
seriously
this.
Side-eyeing.
It makes sense to me.
No, but remember, she got out of character from when Lee had killed what's her name?
Monet.
Yeah, you said that she started getting out of character.
Right, but that's
so
like, but that's what I'm saying.
This is the culmination.
But it was a good, like she, it was that was the right development. I feel like that if she should still be in that survivalist mode, and she would not have done that.
Now that the cops
she was
are
in
there.
Survival mode, she wanted to shoot
yeah.
her.
Mm-hmm.
Get rid of the, you know, killer,
mm-hmm. which was too impulsive at this point.
Mm. I really was hoping for another Sarah Paulson surviving season.
Yeah,
this brings
well,
it to
survive them all,
but. Technically, she will be alive for all
no.
of the episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just as a different character.
Yeah.
Because we get the wrap-up for this one, and then the little teaser for next week
mm-hmm.
is that we see that Lana Winters is going to be interviewing Lee, and the nation is polarized on how they feel about Lee, and we're going to get, hopefully, some more backstory as to what's going on with this Skaffich situation.
Well,
yeah.
I'm glad
that's
that they clearly set it up to be like, it's a polarizing situation because I was gonna say if somehow she gets out of this and like is heralded as like a hero or a survivor, like
yeah.
so it they made it very evident that they must know that she did in fact murder her husband and everything now at this point. So because they
yeah.
show like a court scene
mm-hmm.
one really quickly
mm-hmm.
and so I'm happy with that. A little,
and we know that it's been like you know some
time
because
mm-hmm.
she's
her
got a different,
different
look. Yeah, she's got different
yeah.
clothes.
And
different
Lana
hair.
Is. Older than when we left her in Asylum, which Asylum ended theoretically now, well, whenever that was, season was, and so
yeah.
she's even older. So I feel like technically what we'll see in the finale next week will be like in the future from now, right?
Well, what do you guys say we hop into a little bit of predictions?
Ooh.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I just want to say I did predict right, and I
said that Lee would be the survivor.
Yeah.
And I did predict that Lana Winters
yeah.
was going to do the interview.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yay.
We work together, guys.
Mm-hmm.
And then we do have, this is, we kind of talked about this, like, thinking that what if the, if whoever the survivor was wrote a book,
mm-hmm.
and, like, maybe
mm-hmm.
this season was, like, mirroring the
yeah.
book. Because we do have, like, the fact that everything's called Chapter is a
uh-huh.
little, like,
yeah.
do we
yeah.
wonder?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but other than that, I don't know what to predict for next week. I truly don't.
I like that theory that it's
yeah.
the book, though. That would make mm-hmm. sense why it's chapters and not episodes, since it's supposed to be based off of
yeah.
a TV show.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
So, that's interesting.
I guess my only thing would be, that Lana's going to interview Lee, and Lee's going to give us some information. I don't know about giving us information about Sasquatch, whatever we call her. Because I don't think she's Sasquatch, whatever she is. I don't think she's that in tune with that. But, I don't know what else to say.
I'm this is more of like a hope than a prediction about the Skaffich, whatever we're calling.
There you go, that's
Skaffich.
Yeah.
I wonder if maybe that's going to lead into either just a cliffhanger or if it is something about the next season. Because,
yeah. mm-hmm.
because I feel like now we're going to have, not for the first time, but, you know, our lone survivor also essentially is now evil at this point.
Yeah.
So,
how
does that get
yeah.
wrapped up?
Yeah, I think that Lee is going to not even realize that she was possessed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And now she's going to get off scot-free. She's going to go into the world, and the Skaffich is going to unleash.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And she's going to kind
mm-hmm.
of spread out her territory and claim more lands
mm-hmm.
yeah.
by dousing blood of victims to consecrate the land and then make it hers.
And we'll probably
That's
get
good.
A revisit to Salem definitely that would
make sense.
That.
If that's how we get a link in, because, and it would also make sense how we get to
the Sask,
like the murder house and everything, and how we would spread out. Like if she goes to LA and then she starts killing there, then that makes that consecrated ground, and then,
and because we know that she started coven, all the witch lines from coven. So I mean,
Think that maybe Lee is the original Supreme. Kind of like, well, I mean, obviously the Skathach is, but like, so she's like the
come back into play,
somehow.
Interesting.
We'll see.
Maybe even if it's just like a look or like a one line thing, I feel like it's going to be a small throwaway. I don't think it's going to be a big
right.
I don't know. I can't believe there's only 1 week left.
I know.
That's insane. This has gone by so fast.
Which, and you know, if Ryan Murphy and co. do anything well, it's a finale.
I'm excited about the finale.
We're going to have our drinks.
Yes. We will definitely be cheersing. Before we go, too, we have to do a shout-out to my mom, because today is her birthday, and
happy
she loves the
birthday.
Show.
Happy birthday, Mom.
Happy birthday, Rhonda. Happy birthday, Mom. We love you. So we also love all you guys, and we love hearing from you guys. Please send us your comments. If you're listening to us on iTunes or SoundCloud, check us out on YouTube and vice versa. Be sure to subscribe, rate, comment, and keep up with us on social media. Where can we find more from you guys?
Hit me up on Instagram and Twitter at Zach Helch. Good night, everyone.
Hey, guys. Hit me up on Instagram at Michelle_MadisonTV. Have a good weekend.
Hey, I'm Kelly McInerney. Find me on Twitter and Instagram at HollyWeirdo.
And I'm Elena Jordan. You can find me on Twitter at Elena Jordan and on Instagram at That Elena Jordan Girl. And you can check us all out at AfterBuzz TV. See you guys next week. Bye. Woo!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.